And there were trying times. We had crying times.
During the month of November, 98.1 KZE will be saluting Red Hook's heroes by broadcasting interviews from the members of local VFW Post 7765. The new series, called Voices of Valor, is produced and hosted by Red Hook High School freshman Olive Haley. Olive and 98.1 KZE would like to show appreciation for those who served in our armed forces and hear about what makes them proudest of their country and community. Through storytelling and the power of local radio, we will explore tales of honor, duty, camaraderie, service, and sacrifice directly from the minds and hearts of Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor is sponsored in part by Archtop Fiber in Kingston, New York. Archtopfiber.com. Now, KZE and Red Hook's VFW is proud to present Voices of Valor with your host, Olive Haley.
Yeah, the first one here is your name, how long you've lived in the area, your branch of service, and your year, sir.
My name is John Conroe. I have lived in the area a little over 3 years, and my branch of service was the United States Navy. I did 23 active duty in the Navy and then 6 years in the Air National Guard.
What inspired you to join the military?
The reason I joined the Navy as a chaplain after serving in the civilian parishes for a little over 6 years, my church body called and said, we think you'd be really good at this. You've been considering it for a few years. You're getting a little older. There's an age limit. So if you want to do that, you should do it now. And so I thought I would talk to my wife and thought, well, we'll do 3 or 4 years and then be done.
Did you share a story from your time in service about the camaraderie or the patriotism or just an experience that captures the honor of serving?
One particular situation that I found rewarding is that when I was on the aircraft carrier, we had a Jewish service, a Muslim service, a gospel service, a Wiccan service, and a pagan service. And it was my job to ensure that they had all the resources they needed, the space they needed, would run an interference if people didn't like the fact that we had a pagan service, you know, freedom of religion. And so the big part of my job was the one called care for everybody, no matter what their background, religious, non-religious, anti-religious, it didn't matter. They had a place, they had a listening ear and, you know, a heart that would try to meet them where they were. And this one particular young sailor came in and she came in. I got the Red Cross message to tell her that her father had passed away. Her division sent her up. I gave her the news and I arranged for her to fly off the carrier. And then when she came back, obviously was in a lot of grief. Her father was a very prominent member of the leadership of the Dakota tribes. And so when she went back, she was surrounded by immediate family, extended family, as well as a lot of tribal leaders because the nature of her father's prominence. She had, I don't know, maybe 8-9 days back there, and that was it. Now she had to come back and grieve on her own. And she came back to see me, and I think we met about 6, 7, 8 times, I don't remember, maybe 9. And not knowing anything about her, I mean, she went to a Catholic school for a few years, so she understood more about me than I understood about her faith, but she was very into her Native American faith. And so what I started to do is ask her, when we started talking about loss, tell me about the faith that you were raised in. Tell me, how do you handle loss? What does it mean to lose it? And what does it mean to face death when somebody goes away? And so each week we would meet and I would ask her questions about her faith to draw it out. And then I would try to listen for things that I thought might be meaningful and say, well, tell me a little bit more about what it is about this particular topic of your faith. How do you think it can help you through this? And then, so it wasn't me telling her how to respond, how to find grief. I mean, how to process grief. It was more, what is it? Help her articulate her faith and draw on those resources to deal with the stress of being away from friends and family.
You've been listening to 98.1 KZE's new interview series, Voices of Valor, running throughout the month of November, featuring the voices of local veterans and their tales of heroism. This Voices of Valor segment on 98.1 KZE is proudly sponsored by Archtop Fiber, delivering ultra-fast, reliable internet to keep our community connected. Archtop Fiber, powering the voices that matter on 98.1 KZE. For more information on how you can get lightning-fast internet speeds in your home at a fraction of the price, visit archtopfiber.com. Voices of Valor is hosted and produced by Olive Haley, Red Hook High School freshman. Stay tuned throughout the month for new interviews and stories from Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor can be heard throughout the day on 98.1 KZE in honor of Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.